أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تجعلوا الله عرضة لأيمانكم أن تبروا وتتقوا وتصلحوا بين الناس والله سميع عليم لا يؤاخذكم الله باللغو في أيمانكم ولكن يؤاخذكم بما كسبت قلوبكم والله غفور حليم للذين يؤلون من نسائهم تربص أربعة أشهر فإن فاءوا فإن الله غفور رحيم وَإِنْ عَزَمُوا الطَّلَاقَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ.
And don't make Allah Ta'ala's name an excuse in your oaths for not practicing kindness, righteousness, and doing good between people, making peace between people. And Allah Ta'ala knows and hears all things. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiyallahu anhu, for some reason, was upset with his son-in-law. And he took an oath that I will never speak to you, nor will I ever meet you, nor will I have anything to do with your affairs. So if someone had counseled him that he should join up, then he would say, I have taken the name of Allah Ta'ala, and hence I cannot violate this oath. These verses were revealed that don't take up the name of Allah Ta'ala as an excuse not to practice works of kindness, righteousness, and doing good and making peace between people, commanding him hence to break that oath. Many a times, in a fit of anger, in a fit of rage, person takes an oath from doing some good work, be it works of kindness, making peace between people, or any work of righteousness. And then when he is reminded, then he says, but I have taken an oath, I have resolved an oath, and I have taken the name of Allah Ta'ala, how can I break this? So this is the command of Allah Ta'ala, that when you take an oath, take the name of Allah Ta'ala, for not doing any work of righteousness and kindness, then it is compulsory for you to break such an oath. For the same Allah Ta'ala, that you have taken you have taken His name in your oaths, He is commanding you that you should break these type of oaths and go on speaking to your brother, do works of righteousness, and go on making peace between people, even if you have taken an oath for not doing the same. You will expiate for that oath that you have broken by doing some works of charity, but you will definitely break that oath and go on doing works of righteousness, works of kindness and piety. Allah Ta'ala will not call you to account for the thoughtlessness in your oaths, but He will call you to account for what you have done intentionally, and Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving and most enduring. Oaths that you have taken, sometimes it is in a rage of anger, sometimes it is a slip of the tongue, sometimes it is thoughtless, not thinking of what you are talking about, and you have just taken an oath. So Allah Ta'ala is not going to call you to account for this, slips, the mistakes that you have made. Though if the oath is taken in the future tense, you will have to expiate if you break the oath. But He will not call you to account, this will not be counted as a sin against you. Allah Ta'ala will not hold this against you. Yes, what He will call you to account for is the intentional oaths. Bima kasabat qulubukum. What you have done intentionally, for that you are liable and you are responsible. Taking an oath intentionally in the name of Allah Ta'ala in the future tense, then you will be answerable in the hereafter. In this life you will have to commit yourself. In the event you violate the oath, then you will expiate for it. The third practice that was in vogue in the days of ignorance لِلَّذِينَ يُؤْلُونَ مِن نِسَائِهِمْ, those who have taken an oath of abstention from their wives, they have taken oaths of abstention from their wives, is ordained a period of 4 months. If they do return, then Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving and most merciful. But if they resolve on divorce, then Allah Ta'ala listens and knows all things. So this was a third practice that was invoked in the days of ignorance, that a person is upset with his wife for some reason or the other, then he takes an oath of abstention from his wife. Now, when he takes an oath of abstention, so she is left in suspense. He is not comforting her, nor showing any love, nor any type of conjugal relationship, and nor is she out of his marriage. So she is neither out of the marriage, nor is he showing her love, and nor is he sharing any type of conjugal relationship with her. So she is left in the abeyance, she is left in suspense. Man is not showing love, and nor has he pulled her out of the marriage through divorce. Now, the Quran Sharif said that this type of oppression is not acceptable. Like the pagans were guilty of this type of unfair treatment, then the modern man is also guilty for a similar type of treatment. He says that women have equal rights, but he says this is just a farce, it is just a cover. It is a cover to relieve him from his responsibility. Whereas man was responsible for the good and the upkeep of the woman and his dependence. Now he shirked off his responsibility, and how he shirks off his responsibility, he says, no, there is gender equality. When there is gender equality, then like I need to sustain myself, that you look after yourself. You look after your expense, and I'll look after myself. So very conveniently, he shirks off his responsibility under the pretexts of gender equality. So zulm again, zulm in the days of ignorance, then zulm in this modern age. When a man has left his wife in the abeyance, what should she do? So if he's taken such an oath, then the maximum that he can pull this, he can stretch this, is for 4 months. If he completed the 4 months, then a divorce will automatically fall. She will be out of his marriage. She can marry the man that she wishes thereafter, after the iddat is complete. But if within the 4 months, he revokes, he takes her back, and he's got the right to take her back, though he will expiate for breaking his oath, but he will take her back if he wants to take her back within the 4 month period. But after the 4 months has elapsed, now automatically a divorce will fall, she's out of his marriage and she's free. Therefore Allah Pak says that وَإِنْ أَزَمُ الطَّلَاقِ, if he or men resolve on divorce, then must remember that Allah Ta'ala is all knowing and all hearing.